In its latest production, the University of Arkansas Theater Department takes on a 2,500-year-old play by Aristophanes. It's called Lysistrata.
It's a play about sort of a conflict of the genders. The women who at that time obviously weren't voting or able to run for office were getting really frustrated with the way that men were handling the business. They'd been at war for about 20 years, the Peloponnesian Wars, and they decided that they needed to assert themselves and try to take some control in the situation. They got together and they decided that they would go on strike. So they would leave their houses. They would not do all of their womanly, wifely duties. And that would include their intimacies with their husbands. So they went on strike and expected the men to, over the course of time, get so frustrated and so lonely and so needy for them that they would agree to make peace. It's a triumph of the wills of the women.
That synopsis comes from Morgan Hicks, director of the University of Arkansas Theater's production of Lysistrata. Now, it's a play she knows rather well, having first come across it as a teen.
I've known Lysistrata for my good life. I remember when I first read it, I was probably a teenager and was just shocked by sort of the graphicness of the innuendos and how sexual it was. And I think that that's probably a common experience of people reading it as early theater makers. They're just surprised that we've been making these kinds of jokes for this long in the theater. And so I've always loved it. I teach it in my theater history class, and it's, you know, always a fun play to discuss and talk about where it lines up with our current reality and where it really does depart. And we're in a very different place now than we were then. It was originally written to win a comedy competition. It wasn't meant to be seen as, like, you know, a manifesto for feminism or anything like that. It was meant to be making fun of these preposterous scenario where the women would take charge. So we definitely have appropriated it in our contemporary time to give it a little bit more of a feeling of empowerment and believability that women could sort of take some control. There's a big scene in the play where there's kind of a women's protest, and a little bit of a debate. And we were working on that scene on the day that we had the Women's March, and it was pretty extraordinary. Like, we were thinking, wow, like, some of these things that these women are trying to stick up for in this play are still the things that we're still asking for and demanding today. So there is a lot of resonance.
In working with such an old text, there are lots of ways to go about that. One may recreate it for a historically accurate interpretation or update it.
If you kind of approach it as a traditional text, it's kind of a little bit of a museum piece. You're looking at a moment in history. And I think that that's really valuable for an audience to see what life was like at that particular time. And then if you choose kind of a more non-traditional or modern or contemporizing an adaptation, you're really trying to look at the story, the meaning of the story, the messaging, the themes, and you're trying to pull that into a modern context so that your contemporary audience, that it resonates in their lives a little bit more. With our audience at the University Theater, a lot of the audience are students, so they're young people. A lot of them are having some of their first theater-going experiences. So I think that contemporizing seemed like a really good choice for us. We wanted to make it sort of fresh and exciting and to resonate, and so that they could really make some connections in what's happening politically in the world or what's happening sort of socially or between genders, those kinds of conversations that are happening currently. And yeah, you can take a couple of different approaches. You could go with the idea that you're just pulling themes and you're pulling sort of plot points and you're completely contemporizing using contemporary language. You can also do an approach where you're sort of staying true to the text. So you are getting the original author's voice in the play, but you're giving us a new setting, a contemporary world through costumes and visuals, from the scenery, from music. And that's kind of the direction we went. We decided to allow for Aristophanes' words to still be told in the theater because they're great. He's just a great writer and it's really, really funny. And I think that also tells us a story about how long we've been having some of these conversations. Like, these are not brand new conversations. They've been going on for 2,500 years. We've definitely created a very contemporary world that the audience will walk into and probably be a little startled by.
A key component to this production of Lysistrata and making it contemporary is through music.
I've been really trying, baby, trying to hold
so
back.
In like old Greek times, we would have had some dithyrambs and some choral odes and unison speaking and dancing and very, you know, sort of sophisticated dancing in our togas. And we've set that aside and we've replaced that with very contemporary music choices. So we've got some live music, a lot of live singing. There's sort of like maybe karaoke stylings. And we chose a lot of different songs that reflect moments in the plays or in the play or themes in the play or give us a little bit of insight in what's happening with the characters. And that was a lot of fun to kind of pick those songs for each of those moments that would be fun for us to explore as a team, but then also I think really entertaining for the audience. Like it kind of breaks up the short scenes with really interesting, entertaining sort of numbers.
Now Hicks wanted to maintain an element of surprise, so we couldn't get too specific, but she was able to tell us a little bit about what to expect as far as musical numbers.
You don't know me.
We kind of run through a lot of 20th century, the 1900s, and the 2000s with our musical choices. So it goes, you know, sort of all the way back. You're going to get a little bit of Leslie Gore, maybe a little You Don't Own Me sort of numbers, some country numbers, some hip-hop, some rap. There's a little bit of rap. Yeah. So it kind of goes all the way through sort of a history of music and specifically picking songs that talk to the gender dynamic or sort of women's control of their own sexuality.
You don't own me. Don't tie me down 'cause I'd never
The University of Arkansas Theater Department's production of Lysistrata opens Friday, February 17th, runs through February 26th. For information, including times, 479-575-4752 or theater.uark.edu. This is a KUAF Arts Beat. I'm Katie Henriksen. Follow all things KUAF Arts Beat with hashtag KUAF Arts Beat.